What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Steve Sipple is out under the weather with a lack of a voice. Bill Bush is back. I'm Jake Sorensen. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. So you think that Thanksgiving Eve is great, Bill, and it is, but some people think that Christmas Eve is the best part of Christmas, even better than Eve. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the party gets going today most places.
Yeah, things kind of do. They kind of get, this is kind of, tis the season right now, 100.
Yes, so I don't know, I'm not really partaking today. I think tomorrow's when things kick off for me, but if you're partying today... I was last night at my house. There's a
partying. I never really put this together with Christmas this rager.
Well,
now it is.
Yeah, last night in my neighborhood, about four houses down, there was about 20 cars there. They were having some sort of party there.
Really?
It wasn't loud. There wasn't music bumping. Bill, it was not annoying at all. But the streets were full. It made me happy. Happy to see the streets full of people over there.
It feels like we're in Jacksonville, Florida, with the temperatures.
Yes, it does. And I don't mind it now. I've always said that if it's going to be cold, I'd prefer to have snow on Christmas. If it's not going to be snowy, I'm good with 50s. Now, it's not
kind of with you.
Are you with me there? Thank
I'm kind of with you on that. I kind of do. I'm kind of like, okay, I want snow. I don't want I want a crisp, but no. Yeah, I'm with you on that 100%.
So, yeah, you could go outside, walk sugar, and not have to worry about being cold at all.
Yeah, it's
kind of
nice.
Be sweating out there, Bill.
Yeah, we'll give Sugar, she'll get her run in today.
she'll will?
Get her chance, yes.
Nice. Well, we missed yesterday, Bill. How any idle chit chat from the weekend for you?
I had to do. I had something to take care of in southern Nebraska.
Okay,
and so I had to go to Superior, Nebraska, and had an incredible Sunday night at the bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
The bowling alley. Has anyone out there, Breakers, ever been to the Superior Bowling Alley? Because it was remarkable. Now I've been there before, so I had some thoughts on. On the place. So I went and checked in early, like in the afternoon, because I had a family member that was meeting me down there, and to see if they're going to be open to eat there at that. And right away, when I walked in, I go, what time are you guys be closing tonight? She goes, well, last Sunday was 2 a.m. I said, okay.
Superior?
I go, that's safe with me, not getting to 2 a.m. And then I asked if they had food, and they're like, yeah, full menu. And I'm like, oh, man, this is incredible. Then she goes, hold it. Are you wanting to bowl? And I go, well, no, I'm not wanting to bowl. She goes, oh, good. She goes, it's couples night. And it'll be packed. We get there probably around, I don't know. We got there to watch the Sunday night football game.
Okay.
And it was packed. Absolutely packed.
At the alley.
At the alley like that. Then I ran into Doug Hoynes, an old wide receiver. He was a senior and I was a freshman. He was my mentor. Probably the best wide receiver to ever play at Wesleyan. Ran into him, which was awesome. So just shout out to Superior in the bowling alley. It was one of the most incredible stops. I've been there before, so I didn't just dumb into it, but it might have been better than the first time. The first time I went there, guess who was with me?
Who?
Duke and Randy Diner.
I should have guessed Duke.
Duke and Randy. That was when we had the situation when Duke took off and the boat was still hooked up to the trailer down fishing. Yes.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to watch that situation.
It was a situation. Yeah,
like
Duke was in a panic.
A replay.
We wanted to try to fish a little bit before the sun went down, and Duke was going too fast.
Dang.
And we had to call him, wheel him back in. But yeah, that bowling alley was remarkable.
I think you had sent me on a mission to get some restaurants
for Superior, right? Did I do research?
Yeah,
for you?
I did. I said, okay. I go, Jake, where can I eat at? And then I got to thinking. I go, hang on now. The other spots weren't even open.
Yeah,
no, they were not open.
Well,
so
there's two that popped up with good reviews. They're both closed on Sunday. I said, well, this is bad news, Bill.
Bad news that. So we might have to drive to another town or something. I thought, whoa, timeout. Bowling alley. Drove down there. Incredible. And the service was remarkable. I mean, absolutely remarkable. I could eat at the bowling alley once a week.
Very good food.
Superior.
Now, how many bowling alleys have bad food, though, right? You could almost
imagine. Just imagine painting this picture, Jake. I'm watching, me and my cousin are watching the football game, the Sunday night game, which was great to watch. Like that, we're dining on wings and onion rings
alley.
At the bowling alley. And we have the sound of pins being knocked down right in the background. Now, when I say we're close, I mean we're close. And the place is packed. Absolutely packed. A lot of Busch Lights.
But what have we always said about Madison's? It's the same thought.
The sound,
you're eating wings and burgers at EJ's.
Yeah.
You're hearing the pins. You're playing pool. You're playing darts. Like, that's a dream.
It's a magic dream. Yeah. So I had a magical moment in Superior, Nebraska. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, very much so.
So you would recommend the bowling alley?
I would recommend vacationing there.
Vacation.
I'd get a nice little getaway for the weekend.
So far in the last year, you've said, okay, we should go to Aurora to vacation.
Yes.
Curtis.
Arthur.
Superior. Am I missing any places?
I think that's the big four right now where you really want to spend a lot of time or get a vacation home.
All right.
Get a rental type of thing.
Start making some plans.
Now, I did stay in the Victoria Inn Hotel.
Oh, nice.
And that was, it was haunted, I'm pretty sure. It wasn't unsafe or not clean. It was just a little creepy.
Did you hear some things at night?
Yeah, it was just very odd. It was very odd. And that's why
what does that mean?
I don't know. Well, it was like different colors. It was in Victorian style.
Okay.
I thought there might be like dolls that might wake up at night and walk around or something because it was just a weird. I texted her. I said, I can't do the show. I said, I can't do the show. I can't find a space.
I understand now.
It was just everything was way off. It wasn't your normal hotel.
Wow.
Service was really good. Super nice people.
Did you do any research to say that this hotel may have been haunted otherwise?
I did not.
Anybody tell you that?
It was haunted. Okay. There's no doubt that it was haunted.
You could tell.
Yes.
By being there.
Yeah, it was haunted.
I feel
that.
Very
much.
That's scary, Bill. I'm glad that you didn't get haunted and that no dolls woke up in the middle of the night to freak you out.
Yeah. So got through it. So I'm glad to be back. Then I find out that through my sister last night, she goes, you listen to the show? And I said, no, I was busy working in the morning. And then I said, so I didn't listen to any of the show. And she goes, yeah, Sip couldn't talk. And so now, lost Sip.
I want to give him a huge kudos because last Monday, you know, we came in concussed and it wasn't really mentally here. He was mentally here. He felt terrible. He said he knew that you weren't going to be here and he felt bad because he woke up, went to bed with a cold, felt fine, but voice was fine. Woke up and said, I can't talk. And so he called Greg, tried to do his warm-up stuff and couldn't get it going. He gets here like at 5:50, he's like, I can't really talk. I'm like, uh-oh. Then we'll power through. Yeah. I thought about just letting him go home, but he said, I don't want to. He wanted to stay here, and he added value to the show the whole time. It just wasn't the same.
He always adds value.
But
he's the value.
Of course he is.
He's super value.
And I said,
he's the blue light special.
I said, you're welcome to stay the whole time. We can work through this, and he powered through, so I commend him for that. Yeah. Thank him for powering through. And he called me last night around 6 o'clock, and I want you to you know, if you didn't listen, Bill, his voice right now is a combination of a sick Batman and Marge Simpson.
Okay.
Okay? Can you work with that?
Yeah, I can work with that.
That's how I would probably use the comparison. And he was talking as loud as he could. I had the phone up to my ear on speakerphone last night. I could barely hear him. He's like, I did the Husker Online podcast show. Sean made fun of me because I couldn't talk. But I tried my whole time. I don't think I really have it. I'll text you at 5 a.m. if I can come in. I didn't get a text. I'm assuming he's just really ill at this point, too.
I would imagine. So could we do this? I have his Walgreens at 27th and Vine is where Sip is. That's where he goes to pick things up, 27th and Vine. Can we get a doctor out there that can help him and call in? He needs steroids. Or help me out here if you're a physician assistant, a doctor, a nurse. My take on this, anytime there's a loss of voice, he needs steroids.
Okay.
And so that is something that should be, and I don't think Sip, right now, this is not where Sip, that's not his strength. The last thing he's going to say is, I think I'm going to go to the doctor or I'm going to go to urgent care and just make sure I get myself taken care of. He's not doing it.
No, he's not doing that.
No, like I said, that's why I was here yesterday at the show. But he's not doing that. Is there a doctor, a physician assistant, a nurse, anyone in, that we can somehow get steroids called into him to 27th Walgreens at 27th and Vine, because he needs this steroids pack really bad.
Yesterday, Rick Heyman popped by.
And Rick.
He brought in some sort of medicine for Sip, saying, listen, this helps me when I have voice issues. He gave him, I don't know if it worked or not, or Sip took it, but I appreciate the thought by Rick.
It'd be awesome if it was like heavy codeine and just knocked him out. Just couldn't even drive home. Just absolutely drowsy. Big things. Do not drive while taking this. And Sip's got to try to somehow get to Manawa.
I don't think that Heyman gave him codeine, but
okay.
I cannot confirm that. But he seemed very confident about the ability of it helping his voice. But as of 6 p.m., it did not help his voice. But he powered through yesterday.
That's Sip. The show must go on. Remember, he did that.
The show must go on.
So that's very nice. But please, if there's a doctor, physician assistant, nurse out there, help me out here. Steroids should be the answer in my mind. We got to get him started on these immediately.
Now, we've decided before the show, I have some gifts that came in. We will give these out tomorrow on the airwaves. Want to do that, Bill?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll save the
I'll do it tomorrow.
I got a couple quick letters, though.
We have gifts. Yeah, this is unbelievable. People have gifts.
This is to the three-legged stool, Jake's Sip and Coach Bush from Mike. Husker Mike and Waterloo gave us the gifts last week. He just sent us a card.
So is there a photo?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got photos. Another year of blessings. Two new grandsons arrived and baptized. Grandbaby number 8 due in March. DC trip, Easter family trip to Breckenridge. Mike's award trip to St. Martin. I went to St. Martin this year.
Awards.
Trips to Dallas and Denver, Husker games, and many family gatherings at our lake home. That's Husker Mike and the family.
Thank you, Husker Mike.
Then also one more card. This is from our friends at Computer Hardware.
Computer Hardware.
That'd be Triptastic.
Triptastic,
right?
Yes.
Very big part of the team.
Apple.
Here.
I bought my Lavender there.
We got a picture of Tripp and the team saying Merry Christmas there.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
From the team.
From the team at Computer Hardware.
Is that Taco Inn in the background?
I wish it was. It's just sadly the building that they reside in. But if they had turned to the left, we definitely could see Taco Inn in the
background. Which would have been nice little addition.
Yeah.
Next year, Tripp, let's consider that.
Yeah, we'll tell Tripp where to put that. Yes. By the way, yesterday when Sip's voice was out, we had him do a couple impressions. I mentioned Marge Simpson, Batman. Yeah. He also did an Ed Orgeron impression. I think you'd be proud of it.
He
dropped it. Go Tigers. And it was in the very gravelly voice of Ed Orgeron. So,
nice.
We'll see if we can find
Sip's an entertainer. He's a flat-out entertainer.
He's basically like, I know I can't talk, but if you got a voice you want me to do, I'll do him right now.
And we've had all of us in here with, what was the one time we got chastised by some people?
I think it was one of
them. Yeah, because you got us all sick.
It was a petri dish in here. Guys in their 50s, Jake. You're going to get them sick. And that same person attacked Sip yesterday.
Yeah.
It was the California nurse chimed in. Because I remember it was the exact same number. Same person said I was being selfish for coming in and getting you guys potentially ill. They said that Sip was being selfish also. I said, no. Sip's actually being very helpful right now in this situation.
When you're, especially in the coaching world, you're around extreme sickness like all the time.
Yeah.
When you actually cross paths like 200 people a day, somebody is sick almost all the time. So you just get used to that. That's just kind of a herd immunity, if I can say that
right. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm working with right there. So just
I also think, too, that, we talk about a lot of different fears of waking up and things going wrong. Like, the greatest fear I have is waking up and having that problem, not being able to talk. Because that affects, not just affects the show, it affects everything. It affects talking to people outside of, outside doing business relationships. Like, it's, if you don't have your voice, that is a killer.
Yeah, and then it also sets it's the same exact thing, Jake, as when your power's off at your house.
Oh, good. But you keep
flipping the light switch on.
Wow.
So it's the same thing when your voice is out and all of a sudden you just go to talk and then it hits you that you can't talk. So it hasn't had me forever. I've had a rough voice. Like I could do a little bit right now, but to actually lose it, like, you haven't had that forever.
Yeah, he felt bad. He wants to let us know that he did text this morning. I missed this text that you responded to. I missed that. But he said, voices out, crush it, he says. So thank you to Sip. Hopefully we'll see him. We might see him tomorrow. We might not, but we hope he feels better regardless. Idle chit chat. One more thing, Bill. Last night, Phil Rivers looked pretty good. They lose to the Niners 48-27. Philip, we made fun of the fact of a 44-year-old guy hadn't played in 5 years being the best option for the Colts. They might have been onto something here because his arm obviously is not what it used to be. He's doing some shot putting on some shorter throws, but he had a touchdown on the in the first drive, 20 yards to Alec Pierce.
I think his first two drives are enough to touchdowns.
he looked his stats. I mean, stats don't tell the whole story all the time, but his stats were very solid last night. In the loss again, Niners go on to Indy and win 48-27. A pick six clinched the deal for the Niners. But Phil Rivers last night, again, 44 years old, played two games in the last 5 years. Yes. The last 2 weeks now.
I watched it. I was like, that's not the reason they're losing this game.
No,
the reason they lose the game because they couldn't get. I don't believe that the Niners punted. Ooh. Don't believe they punted. Check. If they did, it was way late in the game at some point in time.
They did not punt.
They did not punt. They scored on every drive.
Yeah, Purdy had five touchdown passes, one pick. Phillip Rivers, 23 of 35, 277, two touchdowns, one pick, two sacks. That'll work. That works. They put up again. The Niners are a good football team. They've got a good defense, and he put up 27 points on them.
Niners could win it all.
They could.
They're good enough.
And no one's talking about
them. No one's even. You don't even talk about them. Matter of fact, the first time I watched the Niners play, you know when that was? Last night. I haven't even watched them play. No idea. I was like, they're pretty solid. Purdy got hurt a little bit earlier, and
Mac Jones
came in.
Did a nice job.
I followed the story from afar. Didn't watch it. Have not watched a second of them. And I'm watching it, and I go, hold it. Whoa. Time out here. These guys could win it all. They have the good because they're violent on defense, and Purdy is a real quarterback. They have a tremendous running back. I mean, good play caller. I mean, they can do it.
I think people forget, Bill, that last year that team missed the playoffs, but it's because they had over half the roster out with injury. I mean, they were just a mash unit by the end of the year. So, yeah, they had no chance with all the backups playing. That team has been in two Super Bowls with Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. Like, they... If they're in the playoffs, they know how to win, so they absolutely can be a problem in the playoffs and go all the way.
I was interested. I was like, whoa.
McCaffrey's healthy. Yep. Purdy's back. Like I said, defense is good. Yep. I don't love their weapons in terms besides George Kittle on the outside, but again, it worked last night. They had, Juwan Jennings is fine. Kendrick Bourne is fine. DeMarcus Robinson is a Chiefs cast-off, as well as Sky Moore. But again, they get it done, and Kyle Shanahan has proven time and time again that he wins football games at a high level.
Do you have to be the captain if you're a quarterback? I just noticed on Rivers' jersey, he had the C on it. I'm like, he's been there for like 10 days. And all of a sudden, you want to be the captain? I'll be the captain.
Maybe that was part of the rules. Like, if I'm coming back,
I want to be.
I'm Captain Rivers.
I'm Captain Phil.
If
I'm not the captain, I'm not coming back. And they said, okay. And so he has. I go, wow, that's odd. He's been, imagine talking to the team. Remember when we started this journey back in camp? No, I don't. I was hanging out. I was mowing my yard. That was last thing I was
coaching some high school football.
Yeah, it was high school football.
I
was not doing this.
So I would say again, they lost. Yeah. The Colts are done now. But Phillip Rivers has been a great story. He's lost both games, but they almost won the Seahawks. I mean, the games he comes back for, Bill, are Seahawks, Niners, both playoff teams in the NFC. That's not
high
easy.
High-end playoff teams.
Like maybe if you're playing, I don't know, the Titans potentially, or playing even the Dolphins, you might get a win. But you're playing two teams that I don't think anybody's beaten for the Colts.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Yeah, by the way.
Yeah, they could have caught the Titans or somebody else, but nope. They caught two great teams.
By the way, real quick, back to the Victorian Inn in Superior.
Yes.
El Guapo, in case he chimes in, says, I have stayed at that Victorian Inn on occasion while I was working near Superior. Mm. Although I didn't have any experiences myself, I can totally understand it being haunted. They had a horseshoe pit out back that we used often while grilling dinner and drinking adult beverages with the local train crew. Good times in Superior at the Victorian Inn.
It's good times. And like I said, our room was, the room was purple and pink and different colors and all these things. So, yeah, it was interesting.
One last thing before we move on. This is from Gavin and Pender, your friend,
Gavin.
Right?
Gavin? Oh, yeah, Gavin, of course.
He says the Niners have not punted in the month of December.
What?
The Niners played, they played the Browns on the road, won 26-8 on November 30th. They punted in that game.
Okay.
Then they had a bye week. Okay. Then they played the Titans last week and put up 37 points, no punts.
No punts.
And then 48 points last night. No punts. The punter is not punted. It is December 23rd, and the 49ers punter has not hit a punt this month.
That's insanity.
That's a pretty good feeling.
It's a pretty good feeling. Imagine the jokes going around like that, where he's getting his full paycheck and stuff. He's not even doing it. Just warming up and standing over there the whole game. But it was interesting to watch. That Niners team was exciting to watch. I do not like the helmets at all.
Ooh.
By the Colts.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. The black helmets.
Yeah, I did not like that at all.
All blue. Kind of a darker blue than usual.
Darker blue than usual. I like their blue. I like their white. I'm completely out on there. But I tell you one thing that looks great is the Niners. How many times you see their change their uniform?
Never.
Never. It looks incredible.
There's no alt uniforms.
No, their uniforms are remarkable.
Have they ever changed at all since like the 70s?
I don't even remember. But that's just what I'm sure there has. But they are always just very stoic and regal. It looks incredible.
Like Pittsburgh has the same exact uniforms they had forever. Niners, Green Bay has the same uniforms they've had.
I love when teams like going, this is what we do. We're not changed. We're not
Green Bay and Pittsburgh will do it sometimes. You know, they'll do their alternates, but they're just horrific. They have the worst alternates that exist in sports, both of them.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is the Bumblebees, or one of those guys. It's either.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Pittsburgh or Green Bay has bumblebee uniforms.
It's not good.
The other one has just like a disgusting, like olive green, dark olive green, nasty uniform.
Yeah.
Just keep it traditional.
Agreed.
Keep it traditional. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Egg.
Joey!
They don't guess, Bill. They game plan. They use soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey's out there today, right there.
Working hard
right
now.
He's there right now. He can do dirt samples in the dark, so it doesn't bother him one bit. He just has those little flags he puts in the ground. He has those little flags he put in, like if you're going to, something's getting torn up in your yard from the city, they put those in there. That's what Joey has. He puts them down where he's been, so he's out there getting that stuff done. Joey will be taking tomorrow off.
He will?
Christmas Eve day.
Should.
He takes that off.
He
takes Christmas off. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is off for Joey.
That's fair. 464-5685, call or text as always. As we get closer to Nebraska's bowl game, we are just over a week away. 8 days away from Nebraska, Utah. So, we want to thank again, since you were here, we want to thank again Kyle Whittingham for joining the show.
That was Friday. Fun. That was a lot of fun.
That wasn't just fun. That was amazing. Yeah. He went for 20 minutes with us.
20 minutes to spend with us and obviously have a great friendship with him, but still just to – and then also some of the things that he was able to add to as far as like what's going on with them, what he thought about the Huskers, then some of his career stuff, and then some of the fun stuff. And listening to him talk about his dad as his mentor.
Yeah.
And the coaches he's worked for. Big Fred, who caught on fire at the Wyoming game. And so he just has fun stories like that. So it was great to have him on. So – yeah, hopefully maybe some of you fans will run into him out there. If you see Coach Whittingham, if you're a breaker, yell at him. He'll like to hear from you during that. But, no, that was a lot of fun to be able to build a follow. I was thinking about this, Jake.
Yeah.
There's never probably been a time, this would probably be it, the best time for Nebraska to break their streak versus ranked teams.
Why is that?
You got three of their five starting offensive linemen are out.
It does help.
The three of the five, they're starting, and their best defensive end is out. So when you take, what are they known for? Running the football,
yes,
like that? They have two tackles, one that won the Outland Trophy. They're not playing. So you can't have, I mean, this is the, you're playing a ranked team, which is down a lot of players. So then you're playing in a dome. You're going to have great amount of fans there. I mean, I don't see if this is ever could be more teed up for Nebraska to finally end their streak.
And you're a major underdog. Yeah. You have everything to gain here. Like nothing to lose. Yeah.
Those numbers don't add up. They just don't add up to me with I don't know if they when those came out, if they had the idea of who was sitting out or what was going on.
That's why I think it's impossible.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's why it's very hard. I mean, this is the hardest time ever to do lines if you're Vegas. Like, okay, who's playing? Because when do you know for sure? Is it the day of? Like the day, when do you have to for sure announce you're not going to play in the bowl game?
Yeah. But I was just thinking about that when I was driving yesterday back here to Lincoln. I go, what a great opportunity. And instead of being like, oh, you know, woe is me. I should be like, whoa. We get a chance to play a ranked team, a highly ranked team. What are they, 15th, 14th?
15th, yeah.
They're ranked 15th, and right now they wouldn't be a top 15 team as far as their roster.
No.
Because this roster does not say top 15 with the opt-outs. So anyway, so I think that's a great opportunity for Nebraska.
Speaking of that, real quick, we'll move on. Nebraska, a couple guys announced they're going to be in the portal yesterday. Marcos Davila, backup quarterback, going to the portal. Okay. Tristan Elvano, kicker from Omaha West Side, of course. Great high school career. Didn't really pan out here at Nebraska for him.
But he was an injury guy.
Injury guy, yeah.
I don't know if that – sometimes you just have different things. And I've also seen a lot of players go different places and things just take off for them. So whatever that is. But he was injured. And so that's what happens with it.
And then we learned this weekend that Malcolm Hartsock is going to be in the portal as well.
Malcolm is a big loss in my mind, just because I know him. I know how coachable he is. I know what a competitor is. I loved his talent level. That's, like I said, that was one of the changes we made when I had taken over on defense as a true freshman to start him. Start him because he competed that level. You saw the play he made, obviously, against Cincinnati, which was huge, but... And like I said, I just have such admiration for him because he is a worker, he's a tackler, he's everything you want. So that is a hit down the road.
I just can't get over the fact, Bill, that you mentioned that pick. Sorsby threw four picks more the rest of the year. That's it. That was one of five picks on the season for Sorsby. One that lost the game for Cincinnati, and one the game for Nebraska.
Yeah. It was kind of a classic example of what happened to Alabama Oklahoma on the pick six.
Oh yeah,
just got confused.
Yep,
that's what happened to Sorsby on that play. He just got confused. Thought he had one high and it didn't. And they had a rotation. He just misread it and misthrew it and then made a play. But that Malcolm will be one. That is a difficult one because he was he's a starter. True starter. The other guys are not.
No, not starters. Right. Yep. So I'm sure we'll have more news the next couple days in terms of names going in the portal. But that's the news of today. Davila and Alvano, as of yesterday, Malcolm Hartsock, as of this weekend, are the guys going in the portal. So I saw this article yesterday, Bill, and we talk about how the brand is still very powerful for Nebraska. Bo Pelini once said, "The end still sells." Back in when he was here, and if you look at valuations of the programs, Bill, this would indicate that's true. CNBC was ranking the top 25 college football programs by valuation. And this is, says the 75 most valuable athletic programs for 2025 are worth a combined $51.22 billion, 13% more than the value of the top 75 in last year's rankings. Money's going up in valuation. And Nebraska finds itself at number 10 on this list, with an evaluation of $1.06 billion. That's just behind Alabama at 1.09, and ahead of teams like Penn State, LSU, Oklahoma, Florida, Kentucky, Oregon, Wisconsin, Iowa. Nebraska is a top 10 valuation. Bill, like, you know, I think people need to realize that even though it's been frustrating times and, you know, two bowl games now in the last 8 years, which are back-to-back for Nebraska, this is still a very, very lucrative place that is doing well.
Doing extremely well. Now, let me ask you this. Was Nebraska not ninth last year in this?
They were number eight, so they were doing fine last year.
What I'm asking for the breakers is, do you have any idea what the change was with the two teams, or if they went from eighth to tenth, what the move was?
Well, I can say this is the comment. It says Nebraska comes at number 10 in the rankings, worth $1.06 billion. The program brought in $221 million worth of revenue in 2024, helping usher in a 12% year-over-year value change. Last year the program was ranked number 8, so they're two down. But finally the Huskers come in with the $1.06 billion valuation. Although it ushered in $221 million, they fell two spots. Former quarterback Dylan Raiola, who just entered the portal, was the program's highest earning player this season. He ranked number 9 in On Three's valuations. Yes, they did drop from 8 to 10. Still, they're top 10
program
it's not, valuation.
When I bring it up, it's not as if they're failing.
Yeah.
I just wondered how that happened, who the teams were, what took place at that spot. But no, like I said, that's why there's no reason not to be successful. I mean, there's literally, because what's everyone say now? The first thing you hear, like, well, got to have the money. Got to have money. We have value program. We have to have that. It also screams, why would somebody still be interested in Michigan? What are they, fifth?
No, Michigan
fifth
is.
Fifth or sixth or somewhere.
Michigan is.
They're top 10.
Yeah, number five.
Number five. So again, why would you want the Michigan job? Well, look how they're valued.
Look at the valuation there.
Look how they're valued. Currently, they're probably the best basketball team in the country.
They are, and they're dominant.
They're dominant.
Up just kicking teams' butts.
But anyway, so for Nebraska fans, that makes you feel great, and then it's kind of top to bottom because what do you see? You see really good volleyball. You see all sports that are thriving. Not everyone's perfect, but you see an undefeated basketball team. You see an undefeated women's team right now.
Yeah.
Nebraska football is going to another bowl game, so a lot of value with it. It makes you wonder, where would the value be if Nebraska was 10-2 this year? Would they be top five?
They very well could
probably.
Be.
I mean, very well could be. I mean, I don't know the metrics of how this is all figured. That's way over my
head. It's tough to
for know everyone's that. Head. Yeah. So, and I also don't know, like I said, how, and then also want to know, like, what are the, because Notre Dame's not in there, right?
Notre Dame was, okay, I'm looking, here's your top 10. Texas is at $1.48 billion, yep. Number one. Then two, Ohio State, $1.35 billion. Three, A&M at $1.32 billion. Georgia, $1.16. Michigan at $1.16 also. Notre Dame's at number six at $1.13 billion.
I just wonder when you're a private school, how well do you get to the numbers? Did you get the information?
Good question.
Or how it's valued? I don't know that. It's over my head.
Number seven, Tennessee at $1.12 billion. USC is at eighth at $1.1 billion. Bama, $1.09 million at number nine. And then Nebraska, number 10 at $1.06.
Bama's the most surprising one, that they're that high.
Well, they dropped. They were at five last year.
Yeah, but that's shocking they were there. It's because Bama does not have an incredible, you know, first of all, I don't know how this has worked into for what is available through support, but it's well known that, you know, in Alabama, there's one billionaire and he's an Auburn fan.
Yes.
So I don't know how all this stuff. I wish someone would be able to lay it out, but it makes sense to me. And when you look at it, I thought A&M is an interesting one with the success that they've had, because it's been very limited over their time. So that was interesting. But Nebraska's probably the most interesting.
It is, again.
If you look at someone that's at a billion, ranked 10th, and last year their basketball team didn't make the tournament, the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
And so
don't remind me.
Yes,
Bill.
I know. My
this
point
still kills me.
And it was a 7-6 football team.
Yep.
But yet they were last year eighth. So that tells you the power of this fan base.
Well, it just says it is
ridiculous, is what it is.
Like you said, if they do get to a point where they 10-2, 9-3, and they're in a playoff team or a playoff contender, they're just going to go up. I mean, Texas. So. All the hype of Arch Manning this year. They just point out in this article how much the valuation of Texas went up because of one player who was fine. Again, he got better as the year went on, did not have a good start to the year. But they went up, they went up 16% from last year. They brought in $332 million of revenue, and a lot of that is from, Arch Manning hype and praise.
Absolutely.
There.
Who wrote the article?
This was CNBC.
CNBC?
Yeah. Daniel Hager.
That'd be fun to get a hold of somebody just to have him walk us through the procedure of how they look at everything. But yeah, one person changed Texas. There's no doubt about that. Arch Manning, that stuff was nuts.
But this is important, but when this comes out, like for those like you mentioned who don't think that Nebraska has the money, yes, you do. Just to remind you, this proves that you are doing just fine. You are keeping up with the Joneses, and you can keep up in this climate. You don't just bow down to Ohio State and bow down to Oregon.
Do they do all power forward? Like, do we know where Minnesota is? Do we know?
I have the top 25. Minnesota is not in the top 25.
Yeah, I always wonder about teams that are like who's doing. I always want to know when you study someone in business or if you study someone in sports, and he's like, hey, what defense do you want to go study? I want to know who's doing the most with less. So that's what I would look at and say, okay, who's ranked 50th, but it's like, man, their teams are pretty good on the field. So I'd like to know.
Oh, I think fans will not like this because, you know, we talk about how Oregon is supposedly, again, quotations, spending up to $40 million in a roster, right? I mean, their valuation is below Nebraska. Nebraska's at $1.06 billion. Oregon is 16th at $880 million.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I don't know what that means
now,
entirely.
Now, the one thing that comes up here, though, is that whatever your value is does not mean that's your available money to spend on your team.
That's true.
And so that there's a correlation that doesn't
good point.
Doesn't add up there. So it's not like, oh, Nebraska's worth this. That means they can have a $50 million roster next sure. year. That may not be the case. And one of the reasons that Nebraska is worth so much is just because of incredible accounting and procedures throughout the last 70 years.
Yes.
That's why they're in this spot, because they were never – you know, they're never up against it. Just a great job by leadership throughout, you know, the history of time with Nebraska.
But it is also a huge kudos again to the fans who have showed up through the rough times. I mean, Nebraska's been 3-9, they've been 5-7, they've been 4-8, and still that stadium has been full over there. That's not a given. We've seen pictures of Miami when they're down, nobody's there. Florida when they're down, nobody's there. FSU, nobody's there when they're bad, and that's not the case here. That helps you in terms of when the programs aren't doing well, if you show up, that can help overcome some big issues there.
But the biggest thing is right away is like, you're not in problem.
Yeah.
And that probably stands out when you have that sort of a value that makes it easier in some ways to say, we need to redo our stadium. And true. Like I said, yeah. And it is, when you do the research on the stadium, I mean, there's things in that stadium that are 100 years old. There is,
well, you can tell.
I mean, it's 100 years old, and so it's cool, yeah. And it's really nice like that. But when I say that the cool part's not 100-year-old, you know, plumbing and things. I mean, there's things that have to be made better, but they'll be able to push that through because of this. If they were ranked 78th, they'd be like, enjoy the stadium.
Yep.
It's nice.
We're not changing
it. You'll like it. You'll enjoy that.
Now, this is a comment on that regard that McGee chimes in. Yeah, good name. McGee on the text line.
McGee, that's a great name.
It is a great name.
That's a great name.
464-585. McGee says, this article also confirms my expectations of Nebraska football. We should always be a top 25 team.
Oh, I would say top 25. I'd say you should always be a top 20. I mean,
and they just haven't been.
Because sometimes that last five, you look at them, you go, they're not top 25. They just put in right. San Jose. Yep. They just put someone in there to kind of
make them feel good. Make
it, yeah, it's like all of a sudden there's a team that's unranked from the SEC, and they have somebody, also Nevada slips in there at 24, and it's like, that's not real. But, your expectation should be, when you have, like I said, the thing that always intrigues me the most when I first get started as a coach, when you go someplace, if I were a head coach also looking, is there an engaged fan base? Because if one of your things you have to do is to create an engaged fan base, that's hard. You're trying to serve Nebraska, there's no engagement of the fan base. They're engaged.
Yep.
There is no like, hey, guys, we have got to find a way to get some people in PBA. No one shows up. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They show up. We got to listen, volleyball's great. We're winning. But I watched a game the other day. I can't remember who I was watching. It was a home game. It was in the playoffs. It was in the tournament.
Okay.
I think it might have been Texas, and I'm looking at their setup, and I'm like,
wasn't full, was it?
No, full. It looked like a junior high setup. Yep. It was Texas.
It was Texas. Yeah, it was Texas.
And I'm watching. I'm going like, hold, do you want to go there? Or I mean, or come into the Bob? See what that? See what
Texas
that,
is one like, seat.
Yeah, and but yeah, exactly. But
or I'm like, top seat.
I'm like, wow, that's how much better that they have it. And then does Nebraska fans, which is in generally the spring's the worst for weather here. I mean, there's nothing worse than spring weather in Nebraska. That's why. Just talk to a high school track coach and say, how's track looking? And say, well, I'm looking at about 12 days of misery, because every time there's a track meet, there's high winds, there's rain, there can be snow. It's miserable.
This is bad.
And guess what? We still get people watching baseball.
Yep.
They're still going to see Rhonda.
Yep.
Still going to see Rhonda.
Yeah, they
are. I mean, that's why we had McManigle running the phone, from Bubba's and Lynch, and that's kind of fan base you have. So the expectations, they should be super high.
Yep. Absolutely.
There shouldn't be like, well, no.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. The fans show up through the thick and thin. It's been a lot of thin so far. Basketball's been great so far, both like you mentioned, men's and women's. And so it's fun to see them actually get the results we've been waiting for a long time. Now the season's a long season, but right now, this is, fans are having a blast and they deserve
it. Well,
this.
Me and Sip talk about how incredible it was how we grew up watching Nebraska basketball. And you hear us talk about players from the past, right? Just like,
oh, yeah.
And
I liked it.
We had nostalgia, legendary, but their wins weren't legendary. They never was. I mean, most of those teams we talked about didn't even make the tournament, Jake. And we talk about them as if
they're heroes. Like, that guy was incredible.
I couldn't imagine 10th
in the conference.
I couldn't imagine even meeting that person. And it's like, well, how'd they do? Well, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He was awesome, though. This guy was sweet.
Yeah.
Who cares about the record?
Yeah.
Before we get to break,
what should we do?
If you are hungry on this Christmas Eve, for breakfast,
the
brunch,
eve of all eves.
It is. Breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Bill,
even
where should the Breakers go this morning?
Breakfast Eve be the place to go. The Bird.
The Bird.
Birdie.
Early Bird's open right now till 2 p.m.
Birdie.
At 19th and K. And guess what? Still today, free. Spacious parking. Spacious.
You can park sideways and they'd be fine with you.
Take up two spots max if you did that. If you want breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos.
I do.
They've got waffles,
hot
pancakes,
syrup.
French toast. Yes. Boats of gravy as well. And don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
Hash hole. That's for sip. Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K. Open till 2 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. When we come back, it's the end of an era for a rivalry. For now, we'll tell you which one next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.